Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, 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 baby. Listen, it is Catfish Friday, baby. Just put the oil on me, horny. Shake me up and fry me just like catfish, darling. Listen, it is August the 5th, 2022. 1 o'clock p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And I have an honorary member in India, Karan, Karan, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com, baby. Visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. We have two different flavors. One infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. One infused with natural coconut, which is a Gumba Silver, darling. Listen, Steve Gumba is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. You know, he got some really deep pockets, can I tell you? He has real deep pockets. Don't be fooled, my people. Listen, Steve Gum is my, you know, he's the manager around here. He's the boss. He got all these deep pockets, I'm telling you. I'm like a Hebrew slave around here. He's working me like a Hebrew slave. I told you guys the other day. He gave me a raise. I'm getting 50 cents an hour around here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Listen, listen, listen. Let me tell you something, people. While you're on Facebook, you know, we're on Facebook all day long. You know, use the keyword. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. Let me tell you something, people. Listen, I got a special music salute today for some great artists. Martin Strand, Angelique, and Nardi, and also Mella, independent artist Mella. So once again, let me get this down to you, honey. I got some stuff I got to tell you. Independent artist Martin Strand, musical salute on today, and then independent artist Angelique Nordon, okay, and then independent artist Mello. Let me tell you something, my darlings. Let me tell you, your music is going to be heard by people all over the world. Now listen, just in case you don't believe me, listen, tell them, people, tell them, tell them, tell them. Yeah, baby, your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darlings. Listen, I'm going to get into the music, but let me tell you something. You know, you guys know I always take a look at what's going on in the news. It always comes up and everything. Well, I saw this story. Now, we all know Amazon. We know Amazon. You know what I'm saying? If you guys may know, you may not know, Amazon employees got a raise, right? So they got a raise the other day. It's like 43 cents. 43 cents per hour, that's the raise that they're going to get. Now, listen, let me tell you something. They decided to put down their tools. I'm talking about the warehouse workers at Amazon. So what they did, they decided they was pissed off, right? And they should be because Amazon, you know, is bigger than God. You know, they're making all this money. So the workers decided they put down their tools, and they decided to go on strike in the cafeteria. They went on a strike. They had a protest, I should say, a protest in the cafeteria. I said, well, is this high school? Are they in high school, really? I remember when I was in high school and you didn't like something and you go protesting in the cafeteria, for on sex. Now, listen, what are you going to get in the cafeteria? Are you protesting about the food? You know what I'm saying? So, listen, I'm like thinking, well, are they taking their lunch hour? Maybe they're putting their tools down during the lunch hour and say, let's do a protest during our lunch hour. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll go back to work after lunch. So I'm like, why are they protesting in the cafeteria? You know what I'm saying? It's like, are they replacing the lunch lady? Are they going to go back there and start cooking or something? I'm like, what kind of idiots is this? You want more money? That's not the way to do it. Not in the cafeteria, for God's sakes. Well, maybe most of the people are about 18, 19, 20 years old or something. I don't know. So listen, let's get to the music. Let's get to the music. I got some great stuff about this song. Listen, listen, listen. The name of the song is 860 Miles. 860 Miles. 860 Miles. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, independent artists. Angelique got it going on. You know, guys, I always tell you, independent artists need to have multiple streams of income. And on top of that, you got to have millionaire music. Millionaire music, because that's how you're going to make your money. Millionaire music. Millionaire music. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Listen, let me tell you something. This song is hot, hot, hot. And I love this artist. I love this artist. You know why? Because she's doing multiple streams of income. Multiple streams of income. Not only is she an independent artist. Listen at this. Not only is she only an artist, she's a designer, songwriter, composer. Listen, so she's got it going on, baby. She's got it going on. She's 24 years old. You hear what I'm saying to you? 24 years old. Now listen, let's take a listen to the music. 860 Miles, 860 Miles. Check this out.
Because baby, I'ma leave you behind.
bam, 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 bam. Listen, listen. I keep telling you guys, come on, engineers, get it together back there. Listen, Angelique Nardone. Listen, let me tell you, I keep telling you guys about Millionaire Music. Bam, and she's got it. 860 miles, my darlings. That is Millionaire Music. Can I tell you? Can I tell you that is Millionaire Music? She's got the goods. She is saucy, saucy, saucy. 24 years old. 24 years old. Let me tell you again. Let me tell you again. She's coming from Australia. Designer, songwriter, composer. And she writes infectious tunes, as you can hear. Bad beat, bad saucy beat. So, you know, Millionaire Music, you got to have a bad beat in your song. You got, if you're doing a genre with R&B, you got to have a bad beat that's catchy, just like what you just heard, 860 miles. So listen, let me tell you. Or you got to have a real nice ballad that's really heart-wrenching. You know what I'm saying. I'm telling you the recipe for Millionaire Music. And I'm telling these guys got it going on today. They got it going on. Listen, I got some more stuff for you. Listen, I got a word from my sponsor, Moonlight Apparel.
Whether it's by moonlight or candlelight, Moonlight Apparel will get you and your partner in the mood. Slip into something sexy and sensual, or playful and fun. Let your inner and outer beauty shine. At Moonlight Apparel, your passion is our passion. Visit us online at moonlightapparel.com. Visit us online at moonlightapparel.com.
Listen, listen, guys, let me tell you. Let me tell you what he's talking about. You got to visit moonlightapparel.com. And I want you guys to know something. You got to stay prepared. Ladies, 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 I am telling you, if you don't have these goods in your drawer, you're not prepared, honey, because you never know who's going to be ringing your bell, who's going to be giving you a phone call. You know, well, they better call you first and let you know that they're coming by. So listen, listen, you never know who's going to be coming up in your life. So listen, from a lady's standpoint, this is why I don't cut people off in my life. When I have really great guys, you know what I'm saying? I don't cut them off. Some people just cut them off, don't want nothing to do with them. No, honey, I'm not like that because, listen, mama is getting real old, so I can't be afford to be going around cutting folks off. No way, no way. Listen, so listen, let me tell you something. I'm talking about Moonlight Apparel. The reason why I'm, ladies, why I'm talking about, don't be cutting off fellas. You know, it might be a good guy. You know, you got to repackage people sometimes. Sometimes guys may not be ready in your younger days. Maybe they'll come back around. It's just like a rent cycle, for God's sake. So listen, you need Moonlight Apparel. I'm telling you, you got to have these goods in your drawer. If you don't have these goodies in your drawer, you're not ready. So listen, let me tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you a story. Listen, and this is a real-life story. One of my friends, Sky friends, you know, from grade school, for God's sake. And listen, I'm an old fart. I'm an old fart. Well, over 50 years old. So listen, this guy from grade school, we're really good friends and everything. So listen, he moved out of the city a couple of times and everything, and so did I. You know, I'm a world traveler. I like to go travel and see different things. So listen, let me tell you something. He calls me about a month ago. He says, you know, I'm going to move back to where you are. I says, okay, real cool, real cool. So listen, I better be start putting some Moonlight Apparel in my drawer because you know what's going to be going down. So listen, listen, listen. I'm already going to get the pink panties, which is really delicious off the site. So listen, you got to be ready. When you got that pretty skin like me, you know, a little chocolate and really nice and smooth and silky, you got to have a nice color to lay against your skin, ladies. So listen, if your skin tone is a little bit lighter, no problem. MoonlightApparel.com can hook you up. You know what I'm saying? So listen, if you have a really light skin complexion, just get the darker colors. It's going to look fabulous on you. It's going to look fabulous. Let me tell you, MoonlightApparel.com, you got to visit. They got the body stockings, I'm telling you. They got the panties. They got the robes. You need to be ready, ladies. I am telling you, you better get ready. Get ready, honey. If your drawers is empty, you ain't ready. You need Moonlight Apparel in your drawers, honey, because you got to be looking pretty. You never know when somebody's going to call you up. Well, you ain't going to be going to bed with them the first time they call you, but you got to be ready with this apparel and lingerie in your drawers. You got to be ready, my sugar dumplings. Listen, ladies, 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 get it together. Get it together. You can't only have bed bonnets in your drawer. You know what I'm saying? You can't be walking around the house every single day with a shower cap on your head. It ain't going to work like that. No, honey. When you open that door and that guy comes over, are you going to open the door with a shower cap on your head? I think not. Are you going to be wearing flannel pajamas? I think not. You got to have moonlightapparel.com in your drawer. You really got to have that stuff in your drawer. You got to be ready, my babies. Listen, listen, I got some more great music for you. And the perfect song right now is Friends with Benefit. Listen, honeys. Now, Mello is going to tell you how to do this right, okay? This song is just phenomenal, and it is fabulous. He's going to tell you what to do. Just in case if you don't understand Friends with Benefits, Mello, he's going to tell you. M-E-L-L-O, he's Mello. He's real cool. He's got it going on. He's really, really, really cool. Check out this song, Friend with Benefits. Check it out.
You only want a friend. I know that. I know that. You never wanna get hurt again. You just know that. You say that you only want a friend. I know that. You never wanna get hurt again. You just know that. Just really got back on the scene. Got your glow back. Ain't tryna go back. I know you probably heard it all before, but I really gotta let you know.
I wanna be more than your friend. More than your friend.
Seems like you're really just mad. I know that. The first time I seen your face, had to yell that. Don't really wanna move too fast, so I slow that. No, you don't want no regrets, and I call that. I know you know we all ain't the same, okay? I know you ain't got time for games. No, you ain't tryna be tame. Really ain't tryna change your name. I just wanna show you something new. How you reading red ticks out the blue? Whatever you tryna do, shit, it's up to you. We can lead a whole crew, shit, only takes two. Me and you, smoking glue, in Peru. Enjoy the view, that's your cue. I already know that you got that good. I already knew that you won't, but you would.
I don't really wanna talk about the past. Brought up old feelings, should've never asked. Never asked, never asked.
Nope, should've never asked.
Homie keep sweat, tryna make it last. Make it for the time that we never had. Never had, never had.
For the times that we never had.
Say you only want a friend, I know that.
You never wanna get hurt again,
you just know that.
Just really got back on the scene.
Got your glow back. Ain't tryna go back. I know you probably heard it all before, but I really gotta let you know.
I wanna be more than your friend. More than your friend.
I can think of a lot of things we can do, but I really just wanna be next to you. Next to you, next to you.
Just wanna be next to you.
Tell me if I'm moving too fast or slow down. I know you're really feeling kinda glad on the lowdown. I know you're really out here chasing bags, you should go now. Go now.
Being a friend, that's a good start. I'm a good friend, so I'ma play the part. Roll the dice, throw the dart, hit your heart. Take a side of you, baby, a la carte. Every time I see you, you look like some more. Eyes wide, I could rumble, call me far. Knowing if I mess up, you might fall apart. I know you gotta think before you hit restart.
Know you want something real that's overdue. But I know you gotta do what's best for you. Best for you, best for you.
Gotta do what's best for you. Gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta take some time to review. Gotta make sure the shit true. Cause some things you can't undo.
You only want a friend, I know that. You never wanna get hurt again, you just know that. Just really got back on the scene.
Got your glow back.
Ain't tryna go back. I know you probably heard it all before, but I really gotta let you know.
I wanna be more than your friend. More than your friend.
Yeah, that's Friends with Benefits. Y'all heard Mello. He want to be more than friends. You know what I'm saying? Listen, listen, my people. Y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it takes us a little while, you know, to decide. Some people know right away what they want. Some people don't know what they want. So listen, 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 listen. Now listen, the views on this is just what I'm saying here. Now don't get all twisted and crazy in the head. Some people don't like Friends with Benefits. Some people, you know, everybody got some needs one now and then. That's why you need Moonlight Apparel. You know what I'm saying, ladies? Get your drawer prepared because you never know who's coming around. Listen, listen, listen. Sometimes in life, and this is so true, when you're younger, you may not be ready for a really committed relationship, and you might just want, you know, that little side piece that you got to have every now and then. You know, everybody's got needs. I mean, we're all adults here. You know what I'm saying? So listen. Mello is telling you the real deal. He wants to be more than friends. Sometimes the lady doesn't want to be more than friends. So, you know, you just never know. So listen, Mello is telling you in the song. Listen to the lyrics. He's just really being for real here now. So listen. Mello's got it together. He's real chill. He's real cool. I like the song. It just kind of makes you unwind a little bit. It makes you think, you know what I'm saying? Just have a glass of wine. Have a glass of wine, unwind a little bit, and talk it over with your friend. That's all you got to do. Now, listen, I ain't no therapist up in here. You know what I'm saying? I am a trained licensed life coach. I'm telling you here now. So listen, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, lady. Live a little bit. You know, we only live in this life one time. You better be trying to enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I got another song for you. This artist is super hard. Martin Strand, Strand. He is hard. He got some great music. Now, I want to tell you guys, this music salute is going to be going on all weekend and all next week. It is going to be super bad. Let me tell you a little bit about Martin. Martin is based in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Martin Strand is a multi-instrumentalist. He is a composer, singer, songwriter, and music producer. His music contains traits of the genres he grew up with, like jazz, funk, soul, rock, pop, even some rapping. So now, listen, I want you guys to check out this. This is called Dream, D-R-E-A-M, Dream. So listen, while you're dreaming, you better get ready with Moonlight Apparel in your drawer. Get ready, ladies, I'm telling you. Listen, the name of the song is Dream.
Been there.
Psych. I remember she noticed me. Now I'm working hard like I'm trying to get a degree. Want to unlock her heart, don't got a key. I'm wishing that maybe she could be mine. I be on my grind, can't say that I'm fine. You're hotter than iodine, or the sunshine. It's true, I'm really falling for you. Really, what is it I gotta do? I remember we were in a classroom, imagining that I could get you out your costume. Maybe see the real you. Spent a lot of time thinking about you. Moonlight piercing through the window at night. What's it like looking in the mirror? You must be so bright. Blonde hair, skin white. The most beautiful girl, it's only right that I make the song come along. Let me take you on a journey, it's been way too long. Don't know where we're going, but as long as we're together, it can't be wrong. No, it can't be wrong. Let's stay for a while. You're perfect every single time that you smile. You got style, made me feel like I just ran a mile. Rolling and you're feeling wild. Think I gotta reconcile. Maybe we're not meant to be together. Do you really think that we could last forever? Under pressure, even when we feel under the weather. My love is hard to measure, you're a treasure. We could go wherever, even to the end.
Listen, that song is to die for, a dream. Believe it or not, guys do. They do have that thought in their mind. They want to be the one that you pick. So listen, don't think for a minute that guys do not have anxiety about this stuff. They do. They have anxiety about this stuff. Listen. Matter of fact, we all do. Well, you know, it would be so much easier if we all would think like this. Ladies, females and men and the males, listen here. We're all on the same level. We're all on the same level because, listen, there is no human being that's walking that doesn't ever experience or feel stress or anxiety about a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, don't think. See, listen, this can help you to calm down in the beginning stages when you're just meeting somebody. This can help you to relax a little bit and to kind of relax and not be so tense when you're having that first time out. Because think about it this way. That person is still feeling a little tense too. You know what I'm saying? So don't get all, you know, tighten up. Don't be like a rubber band all wound up and everything. Just relax, enjoy the moment, and just be cool and everything, like Mello says in his song. So listen, we just got to chill a little bit, just relax, enjoy the moment. If you're all tensed up and you feel with a lot of anxiety, you can't enjoy the moment. Enjoy their smile, enjoy the conversation, enjoy the jokes and things and whatnot. So listen. And then on the flip side, I understand sometimes these first dates and everything can go real wrong, real bad, real fast. They really can. So listen, I got a whole lot of stories about stuff on first dates that went bad real fast. Let me tell you something. I don't know what it is about my energy and meeting people sometimes. I become this instant therapist. And God knows I'm not trained to be no therapist. But listen, I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Listen. I remember one time, and I'm pretty much out of time, I got to get up out of here. But I got to tell you this. I remember one time I went on this date. First date was a first date. This guy had gotten a divorce. He was a divorced man. He was a divorced man. Now, listen, he had been divorced for years. And, I mean, this was the most horrifying first date I had ever been on in my life. I just wanted to hurry up and run out of the restaurant and get the hell out of there. I was like, you know, this is just too much. You need a psychiatrist, for God's sake. Listen, and who does this on the first date? We get our food, and we're at the table, we're sitting and everything, and he starts unpiling all of his stuff on me. And I'm like, my God, you got more problems than Satan. You know, Satan got problems. The devil got problems. Demons got problems. This guy had more problems than Satan himself. Now, you can imagine how I was feeling. This guy is unloading about his ex-wife, all the problems and all the garbage that she put him through. Now, this is the first date. Can you imagine a first date like that? You know, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. So, anyway, listen. I really hated that. I had the guy to pick me up. I really hated that because I'm like, I wish I had to drove my own car because now I got to sit here and wait for this guy to finish crying and boo-hooing. I'm telling you. So I'm like, you really need a therapist. And I was like, you know, maybe you need a little therapy. I had to tell him after a while. This went on for like about an hour. He's talking, and he's just crying and boo-hooing. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, Jesus Christ, let's hurry up and finish this dinner so I can get home and everything. This actually happened. I could not make that up. And I'm like, just get me home. No plans for a second date. Forget about it. Even mention it. I didn't tell him that, you know what I'm saying? He's just talking. Big old guy. This guy was big. Like, he looked like he was the size of McGill Gorilla, for God's sakes. Can you imagine somebody that big and they're just boo-hooing at the table and going on and on about the ex-wife? I said, oh, Jesus. You know, so I've had so many experiences with different dates and relationships. It's just crazy. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. The music is phenomenal. Listen, you guys, guess what? I get to do it all over again later on this afternoon. No, let's not check this out. The words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.